Because Ramadan is very near, and what we would like to do is to go through those hadiths which are related to Ramadan, so that we mentally prepare ourselves for the month of Ramadan. So today, the very first hadith from Fadail-e Amal is being read. So listen very attentively and make notes also. Notes of those things that we need to practice during the month of Ramadan, so we can make the month of Ramadan fruitful. There are so many people who enter the month of Ramadan, who are free on a Saturday, who are free on a Sunday, or every day they have 1 or 2 hours free. They want to do something, but they don't know what to do. There are so many things which are very easy to do in order to reap the fruits of Ramadan. Very simple, easy things. But because people don't know, they cannot reap the fruits of Ramadan. So if we very carefully study the book Virtues of Ramadan, which is part of Fadail-e Amal, written by Shaykh al-Hadith Hazrat Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, we will benefit a lot, and we will be able to reap the fruits of the month of Ramadan. So it's a must, everybody must try to read Fadail-e Ramadan, the whole book from beginning till end. And if it is read as a family, it will be even more better. So we should allocate time during the month of Shaban and begin reading from the beginning until the end. Carry on. You may finish at the end of Shaban, you may finish in the first 10 days of Ramadan. You must complete the whole book. Those of you who are spiritually associated to me, I urge all of you that before the month of Ramadan, or even during the month of Ramadan, one should be reading the book written by Shaykh al-Hadith Mawlana Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi, because the latter part of the book discusses the night of Qadr, which is in the last 10 days, i'tikaf, which is in the last 10 days. So you can go into Ramadan. So one should start reading this book at least from the 10th or between 10th and 15th of Shaban, and continue reading as a family. Sit the whole family down and read it as a family. And tell everybody to have a notebook and a pen and make notes of the things that you need to do in the month of Ramadan. So you have a list of things to do, and you will be able to reap the fruits of Ramadan. There are those people who disregard the Salatul Taraweeh. So you may see them in the initial days of Ramadan coming to Salatul Taraweeh, and then they will remain absent for the next 20 days, and again start coming in the last few days. Salatul Taraweeh is Sunnah Muakkada. So without a valid reason, if a person leaves out Salatul Taraweeh, he will be sinful in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So each person, male and female both, they should read 20 rakat Salatul Taraweeh. Ladies can perform the Salatul Taraweeh at home. As soon as the time for Isha begins, they don't have to wait for the Jamaat here. They can perform the Isha Salat as soon as the time for Taraweeh begins. Perform Isha Salat and perform 20 rakat. Merely listening over the receiver, the Taraweeh performed in the masjid will not absolve them of the responsibility. There are those who do come to the masjid regularly every day, but they don't complete 20 rakat. They will perform 4 rakat, 6 rakat, go in the wudu khana, miss 2 rakat, come back again, join the salat, go back out again. So they don't complete 20 rakat. There are those who complete the 20 rakat, but they do not take part in listening to the Quran in the first rakat. They will just sit in their places or they will sit at the back. And when the imam will go into ruku, then they will join. So one point that everybody needs to remember is that the Quran will only be completed if a person listens to the Quran whilst in the salat. So let's say for example, if a person listens to the whole Quran and just in one rakat, out of laziness or due to a valid reason, he was unable to participate with the imam when the imam was reciting the Quran. So that portion is gone now. He has to find somebody who will be able to complete it for him. So the listening of the whole Quran and reciting of the whole Quran needs to take place in salat. So if you are sitting at the back and listening to the Quran and you are not in salat, then you have to complete the sunnah. Despite your listening to the whole Quran, the sunnah is to listen to the whole Quran in salat. And even in the month of Ramadan, we become so lazy that we come into the masjid and we just wait for the imam to go into ruku. Like children, there are so many adults who become children in the month of Ramadan. And the easiest method of acquiring the benefits of Laylatul Qadr is to make sure that we perform Salatul Maghrib bil Jama'ah, Salatul Isha bil Jama'ah, and Salatul Tarawih bil Jama'ah. Because according to one opinion, the night of power floats around in the whole of Ramadan. According to one opinion, it floats around in the 30 days. The majority of the ulama of the opinion that Laylatul Qadr floats around only in the last 10 days. But one opinion is that it floats around in the whole of Ramadan. So if we take the precautious stance, and if we assume that Laylatul Qadr floats around in the whole of Ramadan, if we cannot worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout the 30 nights of Ramadan, if we are very careful as far as Maghrib Salat is concerned, and Isha Salat is concerned, and Salatul Taraweeh, then inshallah we would have acquired the reward of performing Maghrib Salah and the reward of performing Isha Salah with Jama'ah and the reward of performing Taraweeh Salah with Jama'ah for more than 8 days. Very simple. And I always urge that during the nights of Ramadan, at least try to spend £1 daily for 30 nights. Try to spend £1 daily, £5 daily, and in the last 10 days, because there are more chances of the last 10 days being the night of power, increase the amount. So in the first 20 nights, £1 daily, in the last 10 nights, £5 daily. If you can do more, then £5 daily in the first 20 nights and £10 daily in the last. If it is Shabi Qadr, it will be, because one of the nights has to be night of power. Allah will reward you for spending that amount for more than 8 years. So when you sit in gatherings such as these, deen gatherings where ulama explain the ahadith, you get a lot of tips like this. And then acquiring the benefits, deen benefits become easier. So try to participate as much as possible here also, even in the month of Ramadan, inshallah the i'tikaf will take place, the majalis will take place. Try to find out what programs are taking place. Programs will take place in English, Urdu, both. And try to benefit. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. Those people who are the people of the hereafter. I regard my late father, rahimahullah ta'ala, from among the people of the hereafter. He was very greedy as far as the hereafter is concerned. I was very young, teenager. So he would sit me next to him for iftar. And when the muazzin used to call out the azan, he would take my date and he would give me his date. On the very first day he did this, he said to me that if you had eaten your date, you would have broken your fast with your date. And if I had eaten my date, I would have broken the fast with my date. But I have given you my date, so you have broken the fast with my date, so I have been rewarded. and I have taken your bait and I have broken myself with your bait, so I am also rewarded. These are the greedy people for the hereafter. May Allah also grant us the same zeal and the same eagerness. So that became the habit. We would sit together and we would exchange these. He would give me his and I would give him mine. May Allah give us all the tawfiq to be greedy for the hereafter. There are some people who are very unwell. And there must be dozens of people throughout the world, so always make dua that, oh Allah, those people who are at the brink of death, grant them husna khatima. And Allah will become so happy with us that, look, my servant is praying for those people who he doesn't even know. We should have this concern, feeling for other people. And there are others who are unwell, also make dua for all the sick. So make dua for all those people who are suffering for any aspect, that may Allah alleviate their pain, their suffering. May Allah help all those people who are suffering from any anger. May Allah make everything easy for them. May Allah grant them safety. May Allah grant them afiyat. May Allah shower them with peace, with rahmah. In this world, I'm also in the world.